Welcome back to In Focus on News Radio KMAN on this Wednesday morning in the Little Apple. Brady Bowman with you. And again, here in studio with Manhattan Christian College Director of Institutional Advancement, Jolene Roop. And Jolene, we were kind of talking during the break there just about your job and Director of Institutional Advancement. What exactly does that entail?
Isn't that the biggest, longest title you've ever heard? My goodness. Well, I actually do a little bit of everything. I work directly with President Ingram, but institutional advancement covers everything from communications to fundraising to special events, alumni relations. We have a little bit of everything that happens in our office. And because we're a small crew, we all get to do a little bit of all of it.
So you got a whole, everything's on your radar then.
It is. Everything from the database all the way up to planning and organizing all the events that the college does.
And I guess just real quick, just kind of tell us a little bit about your background with MCC, kind of how you got involved.
Sure. Well, I have actually been on staff at MCC for more than 20 years.
Wow.
I know. So
that's quite a haul.
So that means that every time somebody leaves, you know, you get an additional job, as you and I were just talking about how when you're short-staffed or when somebody leaves, well, then the things have to be absorbed by everybody else. But I have been at the college for more than 20 years, and I've always been in institutional advancement. Of course, the name of the department has changed from development to institutional advancement, but my family has been involved way back with my grandpa and my grandma. It was their dream that all of their grandkids would go to Manhattan Christian College. I was not one of them, though. I didn't actually attend MCC, but I have worked there for more than 20 years.
Wow. So you made up for it. You didn't attend, but That's better.
Right.
You got right involved.
That's exactly right. Well, and now, of course, not my generation has gone through, and now it is their kids that are actually coming to MCC.
Are you originally from Manhattan?
I was born when my mom and dad were students at K-State.
Oh, nice, nice.
So I was born here, but then we moved around a lot.
But you came on back.
We did come back.
That purple blood.
That's right. And then, see, my mom and dad own Howie's Recycling.
Oh, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, very good. Good to have that background.
I know, that's right.
Again, that's Jolene Roop, the MCC Director of Institutional Advancement here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And we talked a little bit about Vision 360 that's coming up Friday, April 6th, but that is not all. I mean, there's always things going. Just a few days later, actually, on April 11th at the Howie's Activity Center, Business After Hours.
That's right. This is something that MCC doesn't normally host every year, but we're excited this year to partner with the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce on this monthly event that they have called Business After Hours, because we're going to get to host that in Howie's Activity Center. It is an event that is from 5:30 to 7. It's really a networking event. And again, we're just helping to host it with the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce. So all reservations and everything are made through them. But from 5:30 to 7, it's a light supper that'll be served. And it's really just a chance for community members to network with one another, as well as to see our new facility.
And I was just going to say, that's such a benefit. There's so many benefits this new facility has had for MCC, and being able just to host a wide variety of things like business hours with the Chamber of Commerce is just one of those things that fits into that.
That's exactly right. And we're happy to do it. And we're very excited. I mean, the Activity Center, of course, was part of a big campaign that we had the last couple of years. And the building itself cost us about $3.4 million. And we were able to raise those funds and pay for the building before we actually moved in. So it was very exciting.
And has it been almost a year now that Howie's has been open?
Opened it in the fall.
In the fall.
In the fall. So it hasn't been open one full academic year yet. No.
Okay,
it opened in September.
September.
Right. It opened in September. So many in the community haven't been inside, and this is an opportunity with the business after hours. It's an opportunity for any community member to come and be a part of that and to actually tour the building, have supper with us, a light supper, and to be a part of the Chamber of Commerce event called Business After Hours. That's on Wednesday, April the 11th from 5:30 to 7. And again, you would make, if you're interested in attending, you should make those reservations online at the Chamber website.
Why does it feel like September was
a long time ago?
A century ago.
I know it. I know. It does. It does seem like it was a long time ago. Although then when you try and think back, then you think, oh my goodness, so many things have happened. But yes, we are very pleased and very blessed to have this new space. It's the largest thing we have on campus. It's located right there at the corner of 14th and Laramie.
And a great looking facility.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. And it is very fun, funly painted on the inside. And it really is the first athletic facility that we've ever had because we've always rented facilities. And we've had athletics at Manhattan Christian College since 1947. And we rented facilities every year up until this year.
And I'm glad you mentioned that because I was going to ask you real quick. This is the first year you've been able to host your basketball teams inside a new activity
and
center.
And
volleyball.
Right.
And how's that been going? I think basketball season has it wrapped up?
It just wrapped up. Uh-huh. Just wrapped up. And our women's team actually made it to the national tournament. So we're very excited. But volleyball was the first season, of course, that was held in there. And it's a completely different thing when you actually have a home court to play on. So the Thunder theme song gets played many times because we're the Thunder. That's our mascot.
What is it? Is the Thunder theme song an original piece or is this a...
No. We're borrowing the song. I know everybody's heard it, but...
It's not Thunderstruck, is it?
Yes.
Okay, from AC/DC. Yes. Yeah.
That's one of them. That's one of them that we play all
the
time.
It's like you have to. If you're the Thunder, you can't not go with Thunderstruck to get the crowd pumped up before for a tip or for first serve.
Right.
That's the way to go.
That's right. Well, see, we never even had space for intramurals or anything. And so now our students can actually participate right there on campus. They don't have to travel anywhere to participate or to cheer for the team.
It's nice having a big, especially with the, as cold as it was in January and February, especially beginning of January, nice to have a big indoor space like that that's new and you know.
It's wonderful.
It's all nice and cozy.
That's exactly right. It's wonderful.
Let's go ahead and take our last break of the hour. We'll come back and talk about some more upcoming events for Manhattan Christian College right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.